Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
What's good, Brian Willis?
Wow, Brian, it feels like we've been away for a while.
Yeah, it's been quite a hectic past week. There's a lot of violence going on in the country. A lot of unrest.
In Harare.
Gweru,
I heard there was some noise.
A lot of violence, but a lot of sad people in the country. it's a divided nation, yo. Like 49.2%. Don't miss. No. Anti Kunzi, it was 50.8. So 49.2. Do not miss with the president elect. So we have a very divided nation.
So, show me where the celebration's at, nigga.
Yeah, but anyway.
So I don't see shit.
Things are still...
For somebody who won so astoundingly. But anyway.
No, Nick Mangwana said it wouldn't be a good look to do so in the light of, like, people losing their lives and stuff to seem like they're gloating.
How did the people lose their lives?
That's a whole nother
exactly
thing.
Anyway, to see our politics and believe beyond issues.
But yeah, there's a dope weekend loading, a long one to say the least. I'm looking forward to.
We're going back to work on Wednesday, yeah?
Some of us work every day.
Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, holiday.
Kind of
defense forces, ne? Workers.
Even Sunday, actually.
Heroes. Yeah, okay. Heroes and defense forces.
Sunday, I was thinking about doing a young road trip with the homies. You know, something going on.
I'm actually gonna be working on Monday. Shit.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. You know, get that money. Anyway, in the news.
What's going on?
Okay, let's just start with the first topic. Beats by Kiki. Get it? But anyway. I don't know, Brian, if you're laughing at the incident or I just was taking a holy chain, because you're laughing a little too hard.
Why would you trivialize such a serious issue by saying what you beat?
Nah, he got that coming to him. You don't attack someone's personal person.
But Kiki retaliated.
Yeah. So
with a song.
Yeah, people will react differently. Yo.
So what? She felt that the song wasn't enough? A few claps needed to be added?
But even before this, she did a song, she had promised some sort of retaliation. So I guess she was giving him his full package, which is the song and the beats.
It's actually
sponsored by a couple of other people.
Okay, for those of you that don't know what happened, apparently sometime last week. Was it last week? Or the week before?
The week before.
Yeah. We weren't here last week, so... Sometime 2 weeks ago, Kiki called up Holy Tim and was like, hey, look, I think we need to talk. She made him think that she was being sincere. And she found out where he lived somehow and she pulled up by his crib. Now, this is the version that Holy Tim is saying, that she called him, pulled up by his crib, and when he jumped out, four dudes jumped out of nowhere and gave the guy a thorough beating. Yeah, that's what he's telling me. That's what I heard from Holy Tain Watch. Now Kiki, on the other hand, she's online saying, "Kuti, really, dude? I jumped you four guys. I gave you three claps." Or she's saying she slapped him herself.
She slapped the Infinity Stones out his mouth. That boy.
That's what Kiki is saying. So I don't know which story is which now. I'm confused. But all I know is I just don't like violence.
As a follow up to that, I saw Holy Tin. There's actually like a case number. He went to the police and he said, I only recognize one person from some of the people who allegedly assaulted him, and he name dropped Fuchi or something like that. So. But anyway, I think it's an ongoing thing. This is something I read from a blog as well. So there's a case number. The case number was actually there as well. So, but anyway, I'm sure, I don't know what will be the outcome of that. But anyway, you don't attack someone's personality and expect things to be nice. It was just a diss song. You don't do story of Adidon and just say it was just a diss song.
No, but Mona retaliated. Didn't she retaliate with a song?
That was later on. She took her time with it.
Yeah, she retaliated with a song. So that means they were square.
Doesn't mean it's square.
Brian,
if someone does a song like saying, yeah, you're a deadbeat dad, or just goes in on your personal, your things in your personal space, do you think a song will surface when you bump into that person?
In all honesty, I won't give a fuck because I know it's not true.
Got you.
And
Brian,
everybody knows it's not true.
Yeah, but anyway,
I would only react to that if it was true to some extent.
But anyway, she promised something, and I don't know, he allegedly got something. So we'll just see how
it's
that
not
goes.
Really alleged. He got something, definitely. The alleged bit now is he get it from four other dudes, or did he get it from Kiki?
Yeah,
because he says he got beat up. Kiki says she beat him up.
Yeah.
So we know he got beat up, but we don't know by who now. That's confusing.
Yeah, pretty chic. And also, shout out to this one guy. You know, shout out to the nation of Moxica. This is my brother in the industry. I really respect him. Shout out to him. I love him, no homo. But you're part of the problem, my brother. You was hyping up all this nonsense. You know, Brian,
the Moxinator.
Brian, if someone says something silly to you, and then, you know, people say a lot of... I'm sure Kiki gets a lot of like hate comments every day, but Mox took a 30-minute segment to fire up that song and just boosted an entire segment around that back to back, putting bombs, and obviously Moon feels like shit. Now I need to like retaliate.
I don't think Mox is part of the problem, my guy. Mox is, Mox is just feeding
a catalyst.
No,
rather.
He's feeding the culture. That's all he's doing.
Yeah, he's doing.
Hip hop is all about competition, guy.
He's outworking himself. He's doing that and being a catalyst.
If it wasn't
Shout
for
to
that,
Mox, though.
If it wasn't for that, would we be talking about this right now?
And also you, Brian Willis, you're also
what
up
did
here
say?
Hyping up that shit.
What did I hype up?
Oh my god,
dude!
Oh, shit.
Dude, that was the that was anyway, the best this diss track I've heard to date.
Didn't find anything funny about that song. Shout out to the Queen of the South. Did not find anything funny. But Mox, I hope you're holding Holy Tin's hand when he goes to court to try and press charges and stuff. Oh, I don't know if you've even covered it on your show. Probably you have, but I just keep the same image, you know. Take the man to court, come back with him, and sure, Mox. Shout out to Mox.
I just okay
that. Okay, let's move to the next. I think we've got a new queen of hip hop.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Oh, Lord.
Not yet.
I'm so excited.
Not
for this
yet.
One. I need to hype up this one.
Not yet.
Black Queen Diva.
Not yet.
No, man.
Not
this
yet.
This chick is fire.
Who? What's it? Black Queen Diva.
Diva.
No, you know what? She definitely has dope tracks.
Black Diva Queen.
She definitely got some spice to her delivery. But I think right now she's got that new car smell.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Love new cars.
Exactly. That's the thing. But then you get used to it after, you know, it stops impressing you anymore. We're still in the honeymoon phase with this chick, right? Okay.
Now
that's
still
a wrong analogy. But you get what I'm saying? She still has to prove herself.
She's doing just fine doing that.
She hasn't proven herself yet.
Which is fine.
Where's the consistency?
At least what I like about this one is she's not just gonna drop one or two songs and disappear off the grid.
How do you know that?
But she's being ripped by Marcus Mafia Legacy Empire, and they've got more in the bag. And if you recall, like a few weeks ago, I was really like giving this man his rose as well. That guy is an genius. He's like I think Marcus Mafia and
the mafia bit on his name is very deserving.
Marcus Mafia, PD, these are like the top two A&Rs who come to mind, who are able to put together hits.
Shout out PD again.
They're good at putting together.
Chindu, so what A&R means?
A&R is a person who arranges a production.
What does A&R stand for?
Lord. Okay, that you're going to have to do your Googles.
Sucker, you don't even know.
No, I'm just telling you the duties of an A&R. Like, they if you look at all the projects PD puts together, like right now he's pushing... More Life with the Reverb 7 and Jazz Prosper.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit from the snippet, it sounds like some fire. It's not traditional hip-hop, but you're like, oh, shit. PD's got one in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm loving it. And Marcus Mafia as well, he's a queen maker. If you know, if you notice, before he was really involved in Kiki stuff like that, Kiki was doing a bit of pop and singing, but when he started to put on a couple of songs and he started working with her on her project,
so
she really came to fruition, into fruition, to become this queen of the South, and she's still queen.
Isn't that gonna cause some tensions in a stable though, two queens? That's like having Cardi B and Kiki and Nicki Minaj in the same label.
I don't think so. They can coexist.
The same label.
They can coexist.
But anyway, Black Queen, I think she does definitely have the potential. I'm just waiting for her to prove herself, Chit. That's all I'm waiting for.
Stay
it's not
tuned.
That she's whack or anything coming like that, but I just think she needs a bit more time to prove herself.
Shout out to Plot Marco for, you know, starting up that composition.
Yeah, he started it on Facebook.
Jump out the window and claim like I'm the one.
You already jumped out the window for this chick.
No, I mean like for the...
But you jumped out for Black Queen.
Yeah, I have. I mean in terms of the topic origination. Giving him his credit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we do over here.
Well done, Selatan.
Don't just talk about things and... And also, like, new music, in line with new music, AT dropped Sugar with Brian K and Mr. Rebel.
Did you check out the artwork for that thing? For Sugar,
it's
Sugar.
Too dope. I heard it a couple of months ago, Shango, but...
Dude made the words Sugar, Sugar with Sugar. And it was actually like, somebody took their time doing this. That was actually quite dope. Very artistic.
It's a dope song. No Brian K vocals there, but the guitar is just amazing. Shout out to AT. Still putting in the work. I don't know if there's a follow-up project coming soon, but I think he's just dropping little sprinkles of Sugar here and there. No pun intended. Shout out to AT.
Shout out to him, man. I also want to send a shout out to the king in skies. Mr. ASAP with the track Mambo, still number one, week number three.
He's doing good for himself.
Well done, Mr. ASAP. Thanks to us blogging ass niggas, he's still number one, nigga.
And also, he's been teasing new music as well. Hashtag Ginimbi Rich. So, I'm interested to just hear what comes out of that.
He is hoping Ginimbi, watching that, hears it and be like, Mbara, Ogataza, Mbara.
No, Ginimbi usually reaches out. That's one thing I've noticed. Like Ginimbi was actually like last week at Buffalo Show's one-man band show, supporting for that. So Ginimbi's a guy for the culture.
MVP.
Zim Danso, he pulls up to all those launches and stuff. So he seems like a cool guy.
At least the song is not Sir Wigno Rich.
No comment.
Because from what I understand, I don't think we'd be able to provide any money. I'm not going to tinker set our boots to trying to get his money back without the city says. You know, these pauses just make me laugh even more. I had to get. Like I say something.
Blank stick. Crickets. But anyway, on a more positive note, I don't really laugh at another man when they're down, whether wrong or not. But anyway, RPO's in the studio with DJ Towers and Tragic or however you want to call
it. It should be Tragic, though. There's double E there, man.
I just said
Peels, I'm pretty sure I hear him on the song saying, "You're tragic." Something.
You know, but yeah, I just heard a sample of Towers' recording. And don't you get Kitty? So
Chated.
That should be
that's
the bit and some other things. But that's what stood out of
don't
that.
You get Kitty?
Don't you get Kitty?
What was the the context before
he's
my
pussy?
Oh. This is Leroy. Don't use Zimbabwe.
New Zimbabwe.
Okay.
New dispensation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's not too much to talk about here, except for the shows which are happening. I don't know. Any hip hop show? Padare? Is Padare happening tonight? Tomorrow? tomorrow, Saturday, at Allianz. So, yeah, that should be lit. That's the thingy with a lot of monkey business peeps. Marcus.
Who? Marcus. Not Mafia.
Okay, Marcus, yeah. But we'll definitely...
What you mean the original?
That's the original.
Someone Who's
is,
the original?
Someone is yelling this stuff.
There's Marcus and then there's Marcus Mafia.
Ish. Anyway, guys.
There's no Marcus original and the other Marcus. It's Marcus and Marcus Mafia. They got different names.
Are you going to that one, Brian?
It's not like they're two charismas. I have
to the Marcus show on Saturday.
Saturday, no, I can't make it.
I'll be at the other show. There's another show at the Zim German Society.
I have a family event. I'm going to a wedding.
Yes, man.
Yeah.
Look at you.
And in Rukutamba, my steps.
Oh, okay. All right. Send us my selfies and stuff.
Hell, okay. Selfies I'll do after the Tamba.
Yeah.
That's right.
What's what?
I think about 2 million video.
Who you got on Gimme 5?
On Gimme 5 today, we got CJ.
Okay. At least you got the name right. Didn't take a long time to like. I know Zan.
It's CJ, right? Okay, oh, yeah, it's yes. CJ.
Shout out to CJ. Shout out to CJ, yo.
Yeah.
Anyway,
hey,
take us.
Are you forgetting?
Anyway, what are we forgetting?
On a sad note.
Oh,
South Africa recently lost a prolific rapper by the name of Pro Kid.
Okay, Linda. Mkize.
You know, I was actually shocked. His first name is Linda. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah. Sad.
It's really sad. So I don't know how he passed, though. I'm hearing seizure. Some are saying overdose. And then, like, the one I just heard right now is a drive-by. So...
But prayers up to his family, friends, and fans.
And fans. The true fans. Right? Not you guys that are just going on social media. Oh, he was the best to ever do it. You don't even know one single song from the guy.
Please
come on,
stop
man.
Trying to dictate how people should mourn.
Hey, mourning, sir. Yeah, mourning and saying, hey, Zagastiana, sir. Hey, may he rest in peace and all that jazz. It's different from saying, he was the best dude to ever do it, man. Yet you don't even know a single song. You're the dude. Come on now. Come on. Let's not celebrate people when they're dead.
What's funny is I've never heard you celebrate Pro Kid,
but you're
like, oh my goodness, it's so sad. So we lost a legend.
When
we lost a
legend, I said he was a prolific rapper in South Africa.
Even though
was he not?
So why can't other people say that about him?
Did I say he's the best to ever do it?
So why can't other people say
he's the
whatever they want to say about him?
Did I say Kuti he was the best to ever do it?
You're bigging him up. You've never bigged him up before.
What?
Where have you bigged him up before?
Anyway,
on this platform.
Not on this platform, no.
Okay, when was the last time you bigged him up publicly?
A long time ago, because the guy was like... not doing anything.
A lot of people probably an AKA. People are attacking an AKA for like, hey, you guys never gave him a feature. Hey, you fake care. Hey, what the?
Yeah, it's fake care though.
Lord. Very rich.
It is,
right?
It is fake care.
Very rich. Let people mourn how they want to mourn.
Say RIP is like, so spirit in your bit was the best.
Say how you want to
say. Hey, I cried. Hey, I felt. What is?
Brian is the only person who never big this guy up. We're never celebrating. Who's allowed to say he's prolific and he's a living dead legend, whatever Brian was saying.
No, and then I just think people should celebrate people when they're alive, man. Not this whole rush towards them when they die. Come on now.
It's very genius.
Anyway, let's.
Word to ASAP.
It's very Sir Wicknow Rich.
All right.
You get it? Bars, son. Since Sir Wicknow is behind bars, son. Wow. Keep it real Fridays. I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce. And coming up next, we got Gimme 5.
Not really. But don't try and clean up your dry joke.
We're
signing out. Not letting it pass. But anyway, let's go to Gimme 5.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Hey guys, what's up? My name is Claude Union Tour, aka CJ Lyrics. I'm a rap artist based out of the city of Harare. I'm currently working with Enlisted International Studio run by Victor Enlisted Monde. As a rap artist, I have a couple of tracks to my name, which include Blesser, Leave Me, Familiar, Black Man, as well as my latest single, which is titled Roll Up, all of which can be found on my social media handles, which I'll give out later. I have a strong passion for rap music, and this passion was developed back in high school. As a rap artist, I listen to other artists that include Kendrick Lamar, Tupac, Biggie Smalls, J. Cole, and Nasty C. My idea of rap is that it should be an expression of my thoughts, the things I see going on around me, and also it should be the voice of someone else who sees and goes through the same things. I'm a laid-back individual who enjoys music and moments shared with family and friends in different environments. For my social media handles, on Twitter, it's at CJLyrics, CJLYRIXX. On Instagram, it is CJLyrics, only this time it has a single X. On Facebook, it is CJLyrics Music, and it's the same thing on YouTube, CJLyrics Music. I hope to hear from you guys, and please do like and follow my page on Facebook, as well as my latest single, Roll Up. This is your boy CJLyrics, signing out from the 263rd. Thank you very much, and later.
In the barber chair, I hear niggas on cash money. I'm looking for something to do, and all I be thinking is making the mad money. These homies are rolling around with honeys with pretty faces and a man bodies. Hoes rocking real red bottoms. Car parked is a Rolls Royce. I hear niggas talking soft voice. Talk on the phone in that money language. Dollars, rands, and the naira. See, I can tell from an accent. These niggas making money fluently. These homies got a lot of enemies. But I could do it as a runner boy. Simple money from a simple jail. I handle bags full of Benjamins. The other bag full of queen faces. Both bad got relationships, both owned by the same person. These homies always stay relevant. They're getting paid for a single drop, making moves, getting major guap. Homies buying out more stores. They ain't working in the offices. They're working straight from a parking lot. Why you thinking of a next problem? They be thinking of a next hustle. Making money with a long shadow. These homies working from a background. When they dress up in the Louis Vuitton, you know you're looking at the money, man. Roll up, they roll up. Roll up, they roll up. I'm old school. They be stacking lots of cheese with them. While we're rolling in an Uber, homie, they're rolling out in a limousine. When they ride up to the liquor store, they be buying all the Hennessy. We be coming through the back door, and they be going to the VIP. They're rolling the club in a Gucci cap, and a Gucci tracks, and a Gucci tee with the Gucci socks, and a Gucci shoe, plus a Gucci watch, and a Gucci bag. Niggas looking like a Gucci gang. You bring your honey to the club, homie. Know your honey going home with them. Moving the party to bar there. Different party for a different win. Private party when you got a ring. Homies, they ain't bringing whites with them. They be bringing lost stacks with them. Honey's there, got his apple bottom. They be looking good when they're serving drinks. Looking down from a balcony. These homies got a little parking lot. Name up Benz and a Bentley. The brands of the cars you find in the lot. Asking your girl to marry you. These are the homies that ruin the plot. The sex in the trunk make your honey go wild. You calling a nigga or uncle. You hate on a man. You trying to be hard. You probably gonna end up in trouble.
And that was CJ from H-Town. I have to say, I had a bit of a roller coaster with this guy, man. I heard the name CJ, and I was like, eh, it sounds like one of those typical rappers, you know. Then I heard him talk, and I was hearing the eloquence, you know, and the people that inspires him to rap, and that he's under Vic Enlisted. I was like, okay, let me give this boy a chance, you know. And then I heard the instrumental. I was like, yeah, oh, he's about to go in. And then I heard the hook, roller. I was like, oh, fuck. You know, I was just like, oh, shit. Then he started rapping. I was like, whoa. This dude definitely got it on lock. His verses got me hooked. I can I cannot say the same for the verses, for the hooks though. The hooks didn't get me hooked. But overall, I think this guy got it on lock. I think he could have done better with the hooks, like I said before. But his eloquence, his delivery, his style of rap, it's damn near flawless. Even I love the message of the song. It's not the typical I got money. No, he's talking about the people that he sees with the moolah, you know, like with the babes. I don't know. He said chicks with fly bodies and man with fly faces and man bodies. I don't know if that was a diss though. So yeah, that was a bit confusing. But overall, I like the package. I think he's definitely got a future with somebody like Vic Enlisted pushing his product. And the hook, you know what? As much as I said before that the hook is not really is a bit on the not so, it didn't really do it for me. As the song went on, I started getting to warm up to it. So, you know, I think it's one of those songs where I definitely have to give it a few more listens and I'll appreciate it a lot more. Anyway, without further ado, let me give this guy a rating. May I have the drum roll, please? I'm gonna give this dude a rating of 8.5. I think that's fair for this guy, man. I mean, the beat selection, Vic Enlisted, the delivery, the verses. It's just the hooks that may have lost me somewhere, but I think this is definitely a club banger with a lot of, you know, thought-provoking lyrics and all that jazz. He's got it on lock. I think 8.5 is very deserving. And that's it for this week's Gimme 5. I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce, and this is Keep It Real Fridays.
Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
And we have a special guest in the building. A special one. The beautiful one.
Yeah, I agree.
Usually
I agree.
I'm like, guys, a lot of guys are in this piece. But we've got a special guest in the building. She is the CEO of the Aura Group. CEO of Little Entrepreneurs.
You are.
She is the editor of the Business Times.
Online.
Amari's boss, sort of.
She is also a prolific poet and wordsmith.
This is getting as long as her AKAs, bro.
Welcome, Aura K.
Oh, what a
AKA.
It's Aura, AKA my Zandi, AKA that guy, AKA I no longer have a mohawk, AKA it's just very different because, you know, what's up?
Welcome.
I needed that.
She feels right at home.
This is so cool.
Yeah. But with all those things that you do, when do you find some time for yourself?
I'm sorry, come again? For what?
I mean, like,
what's that?
Oh, what's time that? For yourself? Recreational time?
Who's herself, in other words?
Who's that?
The person who's not the mother,
does she need
who's
a salary?
Not the poet, who's not... Oh, does she need a salary? But yeah.
You know what? It's funny because, like, I've been asked this question a couple times this week. And I don't really... it's hard. It's hard to find time for yourself. With the few times that I do, I have so much I need to catch up on. I end up using my personal time for work to catch up with, like, my own personal work. So, for example, this afternoon I had, like, this gap. Like, I had about an hour to just, with nothing to do. Like, I literally, my calendar was empty.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, cool. Hey, let's do the damn thing. Let me take a nap. I've never taken a nap, but, like, I was running on 4 hours of sleep. So I was like, okay, let me take a 30-minute nap. I slept right through my alarm, 30 minutes to 2 hours.
Oh, snap.
I woke up. My whole life is, like, upside down. Right now, as I sit here, right now, at this very moment.
Right there,
I think I was also blowing up your phone, like, looking for you. Who is this person?
I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I literally woke up, and there were 15 missed calls.
Sure.
And I was like, I don't know, who has the airtime?
But that's not good, though. You might just burn out soon, you know?
I think I'm permanently charred. It's just like, I'm just ash. I'm just, like, moving around, like, just like, I'm just, like, all charred up.
I think,
you know,
people like Aura are like sharks. You know, a shark, if it keeps still for too long, it dies.
Yeah. down.
You know that, right? Like, that's factual. So she just needs to have something to do.
Yes.
Keep herself busy.
I see.
That's the kind of person she is.
Very true.
So, Aura's on that amphibian swag. Shark, what are
sharks amphibians?
What are they?
They're fish.
Fish.
It's a fish shark. That thing's got gills, bro.
Oh, nice. Just needed to be corrected. But as long as you don't burn out, Miss Aura.
You know what? Anyway, I'm trying to be a nice person.
You've been away.
Don't. You've been away from poetry for almost more than 5 years.
Yeah.
Why were you away for so long?
I think, okay, I haven't really been like totally away for like 5 years, but like my last solo show was 6 years ago in 2012. Okay. But I've done like, you know, here and there, you know, to my poems, you know, invite, but to some, I don't know, some NGO things, like write a poem about women and, you know, you do the women poem, whatever. But like, I stopped. My poetic, my creative brain stopped. Reason being, I think I'm more of a seasonal poet. I writing for me is like extremely personal. So it's funny, like when I have a lot going on, a lot of really negative stuff going on, I can't write. Even if I'm like in a really intense emotion, like even if it's a positive one, I can't write. I have to be in a very neutral state to be able to write what I'm feeling or what I went through or a particular emotion. The few emotional poems I do, like that I write when I'm emotional, they're usually poems I probably never ever perform or share.
Why?
We need to hear those.
You are going to hear them tomorrow. There's two. Okay, no, there's actually quite a few that I've never performed. And that I never thought I would perform. One of them I actually wrote day before yesterday.
I see.
And that one is like, that one, like I was rehearsing it, I think it was last night. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I actually cried. Like, and I was like, okay. You know, mentally in my mind, I'm like, okay, should I cry of the day? Or like, should I like do like, let me cry it all out now so that like I get there and I'm just like stuck life. I'm like, yo, you know. When I do my poem and I don't cry tears.
That's deep.
Yeah. I won't lie, my expectations are sky high.
Oh,
you've been
Lord.
Away for 6 years, so you've been polishing up all this time. So
not
I'm
really.
Expecting a well
my expectations are infinity war high.
Wow. No, I just, you know, I was actually, I haven't been polishing. I was pregnant at some point. I was giving birth to children. I was, you know.
How many
so
children?
All that content.
One, but like, she's like a she's like a multiple in one. I promise you, like, this child is like... Tandy's like really
cutest thing ever, by the way.
She is. Thank you, please. You know, because I'm just so proud. You know, I always say my greatest job is actually being a mom. That's like when people ask me, what do you do? I say, I'm a mom.
Yeah.
I see. No, because you're the lady who brought us Redefined. You brought us that whole, that EP. What was it called?
EP.
4-track EP, the one with Apana and Redefined.
Somebody did his research.
No, I've been a fan for. I think I first got acquainted to Aura when she did that This Is It song with Encore, Outspoken. I think Jerry was on that as well.
Yeah.
She's been at it, bruh.
So that's when I got first. I was like, okay, who's this chick? Okay, all right. I think he had some face paint. Was that the one?
Face paint?
No,
I didn't.
No, but you had some.
I had
some
beads
outfit.
On my.
Yes.
Like I was that child, you know. Like I look back on those days, and I don't know how to feel about it because like I used to walk around with beads on my head, guys. Like I had this conversation with my friend, like I was so.
That was your expression of being woke.
Bruh, that's right.
Beads and all, looking like Jaden and Willow.
Bruh, I had like the dreadlocks thing going on. Like at some point, I even became a vegan. Like I don't know, I was going through life.
Yeah.
You're
vegan. Yeah, I became a vegan at some point.
Never taken it. Okay, what's the difference between a vegan and a vegetarian? I have no idea.
Vegetarian, you can have animal products. So like you can have milk, eggs, cheese, yogurt. Vegans, no animal products.
That's more expensive.
So only...
Think about it.
Sort of. Just like...
Why?
Why? You know, that's like... I can't even, like, I was feeling it at that point. But
so
like,
you didn't know why? Is it because they worship cows?
No, I was feeling so healthy. Like, is this a health thing? Like,
isn't it more like a cult or a religion?
No, not even. Like, it's out of health. Like, I became vegetarian first. I became vegetarian. And naturally, I can actually do without meat, which is really weird. Mm-hmm. But like, I have days where it's like, okay, I just don't feel like eating meat. And when I became vegetarian, it was pretty easy. And then I just got so healthy, and I was like working out, and like became like super fit and all that stuff. And then I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't know. Internally, I was like, you know, I want to really be clean.
Yeah.
And then I took out the milk. Then I took out the eggs.
Okay.
And then I was doing like fruit and veggies and, you know, my pasta, my brown rice. I'm like, and I was like on that swag. And then one day, my ex-husband took me out for pizza, and he was like, so you're not gonna eat the pizza because it's got cheese. I'm like, pizza's my favorite. I'm like, why are you doing this? Yeah. He took me to what was that place for Avondale? They used to be by Avondale.
Debonairs.
No, it wasn't Debonairs.
St. Elmo's.
It was St. Yeah. Elmo's. And it was the pizza pie.
And then you relapsed.
Right at that moment, like all those months of work just disappeared. And then like within a month, I was fat again. It was terrible.
Shame on him. Anyway, let's go to a quick little water break. We'll be back with Miss Aura.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis. Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
And we're back feeling super refreshed, and we've got Miss Aura in the building.
In a building.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
But I feel we should just address the elephant in the room, Miss Aura.
Here we go. Nah, it's, you know, it's just something that needs to be cleared up.
Okay.
It's a small little elephant.
Apparently.
An amphibian.
Oh. Apparently.
Apparently,
there's a running rumor that Outspoken and Cynic were your initial ghostwriters, and they gave you your whole style to run with.
Guys, what are you saying?
Like after, and
you're
also,
lying.
And also, when Cynic fell back from music, you also like went quiet as well. So the speculation just got even.
Wait,
more
are
cemented.
these genuine?
Yeah, very.
Are you joking?
It's not to say that the art is not good. There's nothing wrong with getting some help.
Are you saying I can't write my own art?
No, they said in the beginning.
These are rumors.
That's how you got your start.
They were
not. You got a style to run with.
They are not substantiated. They are just rumors.
That is so weird.
Also,
I don't know. Like, that's just so weird. Because, like, the thing is, I've been... Me starting to perform in Alara doesn't mean that's not when I started performing.
It's not saying that's how you started. I mean, like, your best work.
No, the best work, I came, like, Harare, Zim heard it last.
Okay.
I'd already been performing that stuff when I was in SA, when I was in uni.
I guess it was a coincidence then.
That is just so messed up. Like, whoever came up with that rumor, like, those are my brothers, and
they
I'm offended.
They never helped you?
No.
The line or two?
Never.
And you'd never take a line or two?
Yo, like, I don't even understand this question right now, guys.
But anyway.
I don't understand. Oh, no, okay.
Ronica!
Let me clear this up. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Look at her anger. Like, I have...
Oh, my God.
It's okay to get some help, you know?
I've never had a ghostwriter.
Okay.
Would you like
collaborator?
Would you like one?
No, thank you.
All right.
Because the thing is, like, again, like, performance, writing, and all that, it's extremely personal. It's stuff that relates to me. Outspoken couldn't have contributed to
her personal life.
My personal life. I had just met him.
Personal emotions.
You know what? Neo has written Beyonce's biggest song. They were never friends. They were never in nothing. And he wrote a very personal song too.
You are such
a fire
starter.
Which one? To the left. To the left.
To the left.
Upset right now.
How's that a personal song though? Beyonce never writes personal songs.
No.
Barely. Except Lemonade.
But her best work, other people wrote for, the dream wrote for. It's okay for
No,
our,
it's
know,
okay.
But thank you for clearing it up.
No,
though.
I've never had a ghostwriter. And yes, when I think the period when Cynic, I think I didn't see it that way, when Cynic then sort of took another route in his life and in his career. And then I sort of went quiet. It wasn't sort of coordinated, like, hey, let's just disappear. But like, there was just so much happening in my personal life. There was just a lot, going on.
Yep.
And I just sort of, I think that season in my life, other things were happening and other things were taking over. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for clearing that one up. So
sure.
I guess we'll be hearing 100% Aura tomorrow. No assistance. But you know, this is
called Keep It Real Fridays, and I'm gonna keep it real with you, Aura. I never heard that rumor. I think Celotide made that shit up.
Right?
I've never heard that rumor.
He didn't research.
Never
he didn't
in my life.
I never heard that shit.
Never in my life. And but you know what? That says a lot.
Yeah.
That says a lot about the way that people receive our industry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm upset. When I say I'm upset, it's like, okay. We have this thing. It's just this, I don't know, it's an African thing, it's a Zimbabwean thing. I don't know what it is. Where it's like,
it's a global thing.
If someone does something really good, or if someone does something and you think is really good, and you immediately try and find a way to dissociate that person from that gift or that skill.
But no one said your work was whack.
No,
that's the thing.
The thing, by
you're trying
saying,
to disassociate her from the actual work.
No, you are dissociating me.
But what I can say about that, though, Aura, is I remember a quote from RDJ, Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
He said that if you don't have any haters, you're doing something boring.
Yeah, true.
So I think you shouldn't take this as
is
people trying to shoot. No, it is hate. People
How's
trying
hate?
To because where is
How's
it coming
negative?
From? How where is it coming from? Why would somebody
what's
assume?
Negative?
Why would somebody
Unless
assume?
You got a bit of help.
Why would you assume the grapes have gone a lot of help when a thing?
40 people came on stage.
Listen.
Yeah, what up?
Listen. If somebody does something good and you immediately assume they got help, what are you saying?
That they had collaborators. There's nothing wrong with collaborators. Is it wrong to have a collaborator?
Listen,
is that what you're saying?
Listen.
I got a counter for you.
What you're saying is they can't do it on their own. Bring it on, Aura.
I've got a counter for you.
Bring it on.
Hold up.
Yeah, bring it on.
You asked if there's anything wrong with having a collaborator.
Yeah.
Is there anything wrong with doing it by your damn self?
What do you mean?
No,
there's nothing wrong
with
being
able to do it.
Okay,
by yourself.
You're making it sound like people would be.
No, it's your face. Oh my gosh, I hate the show.
I got another question for him. Did Ja Praiser collaborate with your look?
Whoa.
Yes, he did, actually.
Okay,
and there's nothing bad about it.
Yeah, because you can't do anything good on your own.
I do a lot, but even if, like, suppose for this show, suppose if I get help putting together questions or if I have a research team, that doesn't take away anything from me.
You know what?
It's not bad, but anyway.
I'm so surprised that I'm cleaning it up.
But it's different, though, Celotide. Listen, it's different because now you're talking to a poet. And poets are very personal with their shit. So when you start accusing a poet.
It's not an accuser.
Of saying they didn't write their own stuff.
The context was in the beginning.
I've had people try to write for
me,
and it just didn't.
Because it's not that. It won't be personal.
Inini Pachangu, I really struggle. Because I can't connect with it. The nature of my. Like, even when I perform, that's why I don't perform often. There was a question you asked when I came in, you're like, yo, your energy is so like, someone was like, your energy is like so chill.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, like, the thing is, like, I engage, like, I'm very picky with my energy. So, like, when I perform, it's coming from a particular place.
Okay.
So, it's, anyway, to clear that up, they're my brothers. I love them to death.
Mm.
They're my big brothers, outspoken and cynic. Shout out to them. They gave me outspoken, like, was like, yo, you're dope. Here's a platform.
Yeah.
Cynic was just like, yo, you're dope. And I was such a huge Cynic fan. And he was just like, yo, you know, let's do the damn thing.
You know, that was Cynic. In school girl days, right? When he did that in school.
Yes.
In school girl stuff.
But Cynic needs to come back, man. We need Sin City 2.
Oh,
man.
No, Sin City's not Sin City 2. I don't think that's gonna happen. But
okay, maybe not 2, but something.
There is something like though. But if you watch his account, like he's on fire right now.
He's touring and doing festivals, right?
Playing guitars and stuff.
But you know one thing about your industry, or like, you took 5 years off and you came back. I don't think much changed, like, in terms of like a lot of activity and people blowing up as poets. You see the same people, the past who I got acquainted with 2011, still in the same place or worse off. It's just like a very few individuals, like the So Profound.
He's doing some festival today.
I saw him doing some mic check for something.
It's actually just the Javula conference.
Yeah. So he's one of the people who I'm seeing elevating, doing much more and getting to that whole other bag. You too, of course, but I'm just saying nothing really changed. Like, in some genres, you come back and it's a whole new board game. You can't even come back. Like,
you can't use the same old strategy.
Like some female rapper, if you go quiet for like 3 years, you come back trying to claim queen or whatnot.
it's interesting because this show wasn't even like coming back into the industry. No.
What is it?
Even if you look at the nature, the title of the show, We Need to Talk. I've been quiet. And a lot of people have been... I have not been ready to talk. I have not been ready to speak. I have not been ready to share.
Yeah.
The things that people want to hear.
Definitely. I have a list.
And so... Yeah, right? And so, like, this was... This show is, again, also extremely personal. It's just me sharing some of the stuff I've been writing over the past 6 years, sharing life experiences, and I'm actually going to be answering questions. Like,
I need to hear this, man. because I think sometimes as an artist, you need to take time out and rediscover yourself, you know, take a step back, look at the fuller picture, get a new perspective and get back in. Usually you find people like that, they come back with that extra something.
I don't know. We'll see. Hey, like, yeah. I just like to my poems and
No, but you know yourself that this is like more personal than anything you've ever written before. Right?
Yeah, yeah. This is probably going to be more real than I have.
So everybody who's been following you or the people that understand you will also feel the same way.
I hope so.
I
hope so. And it's
I know.
Yeah. I use the name Aura the Poet. Like, if I can ask a quick answer a question that you haven't asked yet, but like, I got this on social media a lot. That why did you use like my old name Aura the Poet and Aura spelt with one R? Like, because that's what people remember. Even when a lot of people see me like Aura the Poet, I'm like, oh my god. For a long time I actually didn't, I hated that name. I didn't want to be called Aura the Poet. I didn't want to be associated with poetry. I didn't like, there was so much trauma around poetry for me that I was like, I don't want to deal. I don't know. Just call me Aura or Aura Nicole or something else. My time, D, all right. You know what I mean? So like,
there are plenty other AKAs.
Plenty other AKAs to call me by, but like putting the name Aura the Poet was really for nostalgia to say, okay, hey, the person you've been looking for, it's Aura the Poet. The person you have actually been looking for, I am now ready to talk.
Okay. And the other thing, since I'm sure you were like paying attention to what's going on in that ecosystem, like, so what are like your top five poets in Zimbabwe?
Can I be honest? Yeah. I've disconnected. I completely disconnected.
No.
I have a way of doing that. Like, okay. I have a way of.
Okay. Which artists do you like appreciate from that
in poetry
realm?
Spoken word
in Zim. Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'm such an old school person. Like, I'm a lot like my music. You know, like my taste in music. Like, I still am a huge fan of Shapa, even though Shapa stopped performing.
Yeah.
I was trying to get her to come through tomorrow. We'll see if she come.
Okay.
Is Black Pearl coming?
Black Pearl is in Germany.
What's it?
She's in Germany.
She's in Germany.
Yeah, she's in Germany.
Okay.
For those that don't know, there's Black Pearl the poet, and then there's Black Pearl the rapper.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the poet.
It's just Dinozo.
What's that? What's
it?
High five. Shut up. You don't even know what's it.
What's it?
I'm talking about what's an eye. No. I know what's an eye.
What's an eye?
Me
and Wazi go way back.
We were at the same high school, so shut up.
Oh, and me and Oro were actually at the same primary at some point, Hellenic.
Yes, we were.
Hey, good for you, Brian.
Good for us.
Wow! You know, I'm sorry. Can I just like pause this whole thing?
People who brag about primary school.
No. My friend. Hold up.
Okay.
I need to pause this whole thing.
What up?
This guy.
Celestine?
Guys.
What?
I'm sorry. Like, you know, or about doing my shops, because like, you know, we live in the same hood, but like, you behind the mic and you walking to work are two different people. Your name should be Dennis Zai or something.
Like, you're so chilled in social circles, they're out there, right? You know, but when this mic is in front of you, my man with an alter ego just...
You know, he's like those kids that are like, hey, do you like this? Eh? Oh, I said stop it. Hey. And you're like, yo, nigga, I'm going to throw you against the wall.
Just for the people who just kept on hearing Aura talk about a show, there's a show going down tonight at Motor Republic.
Today is Pride.
Starting from 7 p.m. I think it's $5 to get you in. I think they take all forms of payment.
Yes,
cash,
swipe, but
US dollar,
Motor Republic.
Yes.
Okay. Bitcoin, maybe. I don't know.
What time? 7.
Okay. 7 p.m.
Yeah. So I'll be sure to reserve a front row seat to that.
Oh no.
No, because I've got my list of things I'm expecting to hear being addressed and stuff. So.
Like what? I'm actually really curious.
I like to hear like a motherhood piece.
Okay.
Something about your love life from the timeline from like 2013 to present. Something along those lines.
Fisherman sale.
Yeah. Unless you want to just you know, just preempt some of the things tonight.
right now or what we can expect.
I love this guy when he realizes he's just stepped a bit too far.
Also,
he's trying to clear himself up.
Aura says she...
I want to see yourself get yourself out of this one, dude.
So what can we expect?
I'm an open book today. So, I mean, I don't know. Let's just do the show.
So for today.
I don't mean the show, tonight, the performance show. I'm thinking this show, Curve. Yeah. You know, we're keeping it real Friday. So
I'm here
to keep it real. I came mentally prepared to keep it real. So
most definitely. And, okay. The other thing I was also curious about, I know your ex-husband is a filmmaker and whatnot. And we were having this talk, Brian, and when we were doing the pizza thing last Tuesday, we were like, guys, dating in the industry, is it a good thing? Like, I'm sure, I don't know if you're looking for love or not, but would you go back to someone in the industry or go, like, even date an accountant?
Brian!
I'd like to hear your hot take on this.
I had a feeling this was gonna happen, but anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, if it's uncomfortable.
You know what? Keep it real Friday.
Yeah.
Like, you know, dating in the industry.
Yeah.
Oof. In our industry, industry is so small. And I think also people have a certain perception of who you are because the industry as well, they perceive you as a certain way because they judge you on your work. They judge you on what you've put out there, on your past work.
Yeah.
So, for example, they'll judge me on as Aura the Poet. They'll judge me as someone who used to work at Nafuna. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll judge me on, you know, that whole... The person that they see.
And
so you'll find that once you start to date each other, it becomes, you know, like a... You know, when you realize, no, I'm actually a very chill person. I don't like people. I'm actually an introvert. You know, and it's like, oh, no, but where's that, you know, Mr. Moonshine? Well, you know, and then it's like this. And so I feel like, especially in our industry, it's a little bit complicated. I mean, my past marriage was very public.
Yeah.
And it was very, very public. And everyone sort of knew, like, from when we started dating to the point we had a baby, you know? And, it's just sort of been something it's messy, you know what I mean? It's like, it's messy to date in the industry. For me, personally, just given my history.
Okay.
But I have, thought about it. I have looked into it. Let me put it that way. I've explored that avenue. And it's strange. And I also, you know, even tried dating a doctor, and that was really weird as well.
Uh-huh.
Because like it was this, we were just like in two
different, hey, an artist and a doctor.
But like he's such a good guy. Like we're still really, really good friends, but I don't think, I don't know. Like, I'm just a weird person. I am looking for love, guys. Like, I'm looking for the
people should shoot their shot.
You know?
No,
be very careful. I'm not,
Stop pimping her out.
I've been described as having a very high wall. I do have a very high wall, so you have to be extremely patient. And
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
A workaholic.
That's all right. That's all right.
I'm a workaholic. I'm always at work. Like, making time for people is not even like in a whack way, but like my own. Here's a good example. If you have an issue with me, and you feel like maybe I spend too much time focusing on work and not enough on you, I understand that. But my own daughter understands.
So if she pays, okay. If the daughter understands, then nigga, you better.
If my daughter,
you better adapt.
The most important person in my life, the reason why I hustle.
Yeah.
If my daughter can sit down and we have a conversation, like this morning, I had to leave the house like crack of dawn because I had an interview in the morning, and I got home at 2 a.m.
Sure.
And I had to be out of the house by 6. And my daughter woke up and she was like, "Mommy, are you gonna work?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm going to work." She goes, "Oh, okay." And then after work, what are you doing? I'm like, "Okay, well, when I go to work, I'm gonna go, but you can watch me on TV actually. But then when I'm gonna come back, and then I'm gonna leave again." And she was like, "Oh, okay. So you'll come back, and then we'll have breakfast together, and then you'll go back to work." I said, "Yes." And she goes, "Okay, all right, mom. See you later." And then when I came back, we had breakfast. We watched a bit of cartoons. Mm. And then I had to go back to work. And she was like, okay, mom. Okay, cool. You know, and like, it's just, if my child can now, at four, we can sit down and have a conversation, and she understands. In the morning, she'll ask me, mom, are you coming at night? Or am I going to see you today? And I'm saying, today you're not going to see me. You'll see me tomorrow morning. She goes, okay, mommy, have a nice day. Be good.
Oh, sweet.
So if my daughter...
A four-year-old
can be as accepting and understand that when I'm with you, I'm 100% with you. My phone is off. I don't pay attention to anything else. And it drives my boss crazy. But she could call me all she likes. I'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm watching Mr. Bean. And we're not, you know, we can't have this. I don't care. What's happening in the world right now, but my child wants us to draw this flower and color it blue because they're supposed to be blue flowers, and I don't have time to do what you want me to do. So if my child is like that, I saw that I'm like this terrible person. Like, yeah, I expect you to just deal with the fact that I just don't have time for anything, but like, just be understanding enough. I will make time. I compromise. Yeah. I'm a big compromiser.
You're a good multitasker.
I try. Like, I'm very good at cutting stuff off. I make time for you.
She just proves she's not a good multitasker, because she closes off everything else to deal with that particular thing.
Yeah. I think people who actually understand that more are creatives, because a lot of creatives be juggling a whole bunch of things. So they'll expect you the same energy, like, yo, Aura, hey, we can't really do this because I'm trying to do this, that, and the
creatives
third.
Creatives are emotional guys.
So you're telling me.
Tell some of them that your album wasn't up to par and see what happens.
You see, the thing, creatives are sensitive. Maybe also the work that I'm in. I'm in business development, the business development side of creatives. And like, so I can sit there and I'd be like, you know, you tell me your concept, and I'm like, okay, yeah. And in my mind, I'm thinking, but you know, maybe try this. And I want to help.
Yeah.
And then it could be taken the wrong. So like,
you don't understand
like,
where I'm taking understand. It. You so don't I
would,
understand.
I would
it.
Rather be like, how many lives did you save today? Tell me about that surgery. Okay, cool. You know, it's not interlinked. I don't know who I'm gonna. I don't know who God's gonna.
But you know what? You guys are right. Like creatives, you tell them, chat, you're falling off.
Why would you do that? It's your person. You don't tell your person then, you're falling off.
You just keep
say,
it
baby,
a buck.
What's wrong?
Or you should just
baby.
Keep it a buck. Just keep it 100.
You know, because
I can't go out with like egg on my face and you not tell me. No, guy, no, go.
But then that's down to maturity.
Yeah.
Because I think it's less about dating when, you know, out of the industry. Mm. It's just about the level of maturity that you meet in a person.
So technically, you're going back to the creative industry. I don't see no doctor or an accountant understanding the creative lifestyle.
Or maybe I'm just gonna be an Oprah. Maybe I'm just not gonna get married. Maybe I'm actually just gonna be like
that. And get a cat when Tandy moves out.
I'm gonna be that super rich mom that's just all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's my future. Like, I'm open to everything at this point in time. I would love for a relationship. Relationships are beautiful. I am an advocate for marriage. I am an advocate for relationships. I am not an advocate for divorce. Absolutely not.
Okay.
I would love love, but I just have accepted the fact that my lifestyle, my work, maybe it just takes me out of that running right now.
You know, just be patient. But just to take it back to the music, you did Traveling Souls.
Oh, wow, yeah.
With 10 Diamond, produced by Begotten Son.
Yeah.
You know, it was well produced, and the instrumental. How many people were involved in that whole creative process?
Ooh, that was a lot, hey?
Yeah.
There were a lot of people involved in that. Squash was involved in that. Ngoni was involved in that on keys. Begotten Son, 10, myself. Who else was part of that process for Traveling
Was
Souls?
Silent there?
No, Silent.
But there was a guitar of some sort.
Silent, the guitarist.
Who was on guitar? Lord forgive me. I don't remember who was on guitar. Yeah. That was like about 8 years.
But you only released it last year.
Yeah, like I'm that guy. I just sat on the song.
So many creatives on one project. But how were the head clashes there?
We barely even met, really, because B-Sun handled all of that. Like, no. B-Sun is that guy. Like, he's just like, Aura, sing it, do that. Okay. And then 10 came. I think the only artist I was actually really interacted with was 10. But
okay.
Like, I just sat down and it was like, no, guitar was Keto.
Yeah.
I think guitar was Keto.
Keto.
Yes.
Keto.
And then it was like, okay, yeah, you know, so I've done this and this, and then he'd call me through, and then he'd be like, we'd go to Mount Olympus, and he'd be like, okay, listen to this. I'm like, oh my gosh, what are you saying? Is that me? Like, is that the song? Hmm. And like, it's not finished, go away. Okay. <You know? laughs> And then next thing you know, he sends it, and I remember he really didn't want to give me the song because he was so scared that I was going to sit on it, which I did. And then I kind of just released it really unceremoniously. I was like, yeah, there's a song.
I was there for
thanks,
it.
Thanks, bye.
I was like, oh snap.
And we haven't really recovered from that. Like, I think he's still upset with me. I'm sorry, good. I'm that guy.
I'd actually forgotten that you sing. I was like, okay, she's got it, but where's she at? You know, so I hope you do perform it later on tonight as well, or even bring out
Traveling
Tin.
Souls. I had not enlisted.
Yeah, he had not. But anyway,
but
maybe
a request.
Next time.
Okay, we'll think about it.
Yeah, you know, you have a few.
I got a few.
Too.
You know, I can sort it out. You know, I can make a plan. This is gonna be so. You know, I mean, it's gonna be worth every cent that you pay, but like, it's gonna be. Don't have any specific expectations. I think I'm gonna break a lot of expectations. I'm gonna break a lot of expectations.
I'm also expecting the announcement of Origami 2.
Origami.
There's a follow-up to EP Origami.
You know, I've actually never really released. No? That wasn't really like.
How do you guys roll out music in the poll? In the you just
no, the thing is because like I rap now, I
okay.
sing,
all right,
and then there's poetry element. Mm. So it's like these three have sort of come together. So I am working on an album. I am working on a secret album. I call it my secret album.
That's what it's
now
called.
It's not so much of a secret.
Who's producing?
A lot of people.
It's a secret. Who's EP? They probably like yeah. 10 producers, but who's like the EP? Who's like the begotten son of that all?
Executive I haven't. Like, I am right now.
Okay.
I am right now.
All right.
But there will be... I will settle and pick a person, but I'm working with some really someone I'd never worked with before. I'm working with right. Dice.
Oh,
yeah,
Dice.
Like, you're gonna hear some Dice.
Okay.
Some Dice soundtracks. Some Dice. What do you call it? Instrumentals tonight.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm so excited.
Dice makes beats. So yes. Literally, Aura doesn't want to reveal the producers. She doesn't want to reveal the ghostwriters.
She doesn't want to reveal the
features on that thing. So we'll just have to sit tight for Origami 2. I'm here for
what
it.
What is wrong with you?
I'm here for it.
Someone Origami needs to switch 2. This guy off. It's actually going to be called... I'm actually thinking... I was going to call it Seasonal Poetry, but I'm really, really contemplating calling my EP We Need to Talk.
I need to talk. Okay, is it that personal?
Right. It's going to be that
personal. It's
going to
be personal.
It's personal, but like also I'm still a very... Like, I respect... I think one thing people can expect is I'm not trying to bash nobody. I'm still very respective and cognizant of the industry that we're in, and people take things and run with it.
Yeah.
But I am going to share.
Run 100 miles.
Well,
dash.
Especially you. Sometime.
I will run.
You're going to lose weight running.
If things went a different way, I'll hop on a bullet train with that and run. But
anyway.
Shut up, food.
Shut up, food.
You know, like tonight, I'm sorry, tonight at Aura's show, when I started, when I hear you do some motivational piece, that's when I'll go get a drink. I was like, she's going to get to the real shit when I come back. I'm not trying to hit the whole motivational, because she does a whole lot of like, when you, like redefined like that kind of content where you're like,
so you don't
want to
be motivated.
I want to hear the things I listed down, like, yo, I want to hear this. I really want to hear the real stuff. I don't want to hear no generic motivational, hey guy, stay inspired. I'm here for the real story.
She's gonna come up with a poem for you, nigga. Celatine, the nigga thinks he's hella fine, but he's just a swine.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
The love here is.
Thank you so much.
I'm so confused.
I think you should get him on now.
But this is a lot tamer than I expected. I don't know why I expected worse.
Why would you expect worse? We're good guys. We're the good fellas. ZW.
Brian is a great guy.
Thank you very much.
Brian is a great guy.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you.
His daughter is an amazing model. His daughter is the best model.
She is.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you very much.
Lord,
proud for
anyway,
right
let's
now.
Take a short little break. We'll be back with
my favorite segment.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Linenga sibo yekugeza ndinogona ngokuwachisa. Yeah, yeah. Bebira bori kunditarisa. Adinga mumuchadzise kuskiri racho rakanyanyisa. Rakanyanyisa. Ndazviitira shoto. Shoto. Ndazviitira shoto. Shoto iwe. Ndazviitira shoto. Shoto.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
And we're back with the final segment of Keep It Real Fridays.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my favorite segment of the show. Smash, marry, or friend zone.
Yo, what up, man? It's the boy Lokshin Obama, a.k.a. Calvin Natty, you already know. And you're checking out SMF, Smash, marry. friend zone. Umnandi nge taste, boy. Go on.
Wow.
Now, in this segment of the show, we give our guests three names, and they choose whether they want to smash, marry, or friend zone, but they can only use each option once. And before we go further, we're going to ask our guest, would you like males or females?
Wow. I don't want males.
Okay.
She would like males, ladies and gentlemen. So now we throw the ball back to Celatine.
Okay, okay. And on the males list we have Carizzi, So Profound, and Cynic. The alleged ghost
writer. Can I go back to females? Can I go back to females?
It's too late.
So smash, marry, or friend zone. Okay. You can only use each option once.
Charisma, So Profound.
Oh.
for cynic.
Oh my, yay.
This year.
This is not gonna end well. This is awful. Oh, this is awful. Why would you play this guy? Why would you give me those two names?
I'm people, you know.
I just give the show introduction.
I just came and said, you know,
he gives the names.
You know,
man.
Shows are producers. I just come and sit in this seat, you know.
We don't know where those names come from.
Okay, all right. Give me the names and I'll give you my answer. Let's go.
You get them all at once.
Okay, no, give me the first one and then I can.
Charisma.
Smash.
Why?
Smash. Why?
Yeah, you have to tell us why.
Why would you do this? Oh my god!
You have to tell us why.
Because I can't do the other two. I don't know because no, he's got a certain level of swag. He's got so much charisma.
It's like
he's got so much charisma.
So literally, those are grounds to smash. Okay, charisma.
No. Oh my gosh! Okay. I hate this game. Oh my god!
All right. So smash is now out of the question. You're only left with marry your friend zone.
Okay.
With scenic and so profound.
Oh my good. Cynic, I would friend zone.
Oh, why?
Because
it's not about height, right?
He's my brother. Okay, just like he's fat.
Hans, it's not about height. Don't go down front. Yeah. Yeah. Shake it out.
He's
what? Did I say that out loud?
Wow.
Did you see that scat today?
I love you. You're my brother.
Talk about
he's
blue.
Like, literally family.
Okay. So that leaves so profound with Mary.
I guess.
Why would you marry so profound?
Guys, he's just the whole package. He's such a snack.
He's a busy guy, though.
I know. He's got no time.
How is he a snack? Please explain to us.
Huh?
Is it the bald
I've
head?
Said too looks much.
Like, what? The bald head looks like a donut. What? How is he a snack?
I've got actually such a crush on So Profound.
Oh.
I've got such a crush on So Profound. He is so cool.
I think he'd actually understand your work schedule because he's been through it and he's like, I think he's the most successful poet in Zim right now.
But in all honesty, I don't see that marriage working.
Also, yeah?
The two of them are too emotional.
Really?
No, buddy, he's chilled. He's not so emotional.
What? Have you ever heard him on the show, you? Iwe.
He's chilled.
Have you ever heard So Profound on the show?
It's different when he's not dealing with his human.
Excuse me. Can you please handle the public? Can you please switch off your radio when you call into the show?
Please. You just hear him go like...
But you know, when you're
calling into the show, please switch off your radio.
Brian,
on this show, you cuss people left, right, and center.
Does it
mean you cuss your significant other?
Why do you make it seem like a...
Does it equate to you like raffering your significant other? No, it doesn't.
I don't know how to raffer because I don't raffer.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Right. Some domestic settlement.
Hey, that's on you.
Hey, hey.
I'm not involved on that. Anyway, just to round off.
Okay, so the conclusion of today's SMF with Aura, aka I'm not gonna start with it. She would smash charisma because he's got a certain swag to his demeanor. Yeah?
Mm. Yes.
She would. Friends on scenic because Anzi's too short.
No! Oh my god!
What
oh
was the reason again?
He's my brother!
Oh, sorry. She would friends on scenic because he's her brother. And then she would marry so profound because
he's popping.
Anzi's a snack.
But Anzi's popping.
She's got a crush on him.
But you guys are co-workers in a way, so I don't know.
So it wouldn't work. Like, the thing is, like, this is all hypothetical.
Right?
So,
what you know about the Mangwana
No.
He's going to greet you with the extra.
He
listens
to this show. Yeah, and I'll still be like, yo, we are such a snack. I think I've actually told him.
Smooth voice guy.
Will he be at the show?
Aura, how you doing?
No.
Oh.
No.
Shame.
We're just cool.
Anyway, man.
She's actually dancing around in the chair like a little shelly.
Shut up.
Like,
what's wrong with you? I've been doing this the whole show.
No, not that much.
No, you know what? I'm so over it. I'm so over the show. Are we done now? I feel abused. I just feel bad.
just tell the people how they can get more info about your show and your music and your projects.
Okay. I haven't spoken about my project once. Anyway,
we wanted Aura, the person.
Yeah. The project's a part. Business is a big part of this person.
Yeah, I want the personal
side. The personal. And I told you, when you start talking business or after, I'm going to go look for a drink.
If you want to talk business.
Superman.
I'm like, call me.
That's my boss.
Okay, so shut up. Hey.
Okay, no. So people can find me. Jesus. Personal, I think I'm more active on Instagram than I am anywhere else. And that's Miss Aura, so that's Miss _ Aura. Twitter sort of. But like, yeah, my most personal, where I am most personal and open, is definitely Instagram. So if you
no
really
WhatsApp
want
numbers
connect,
to dish out, like the business line.
I gave out my business line this morning and it has not stopped. I got 15 missed calls today. 15.
Remember when she slept for 30 minutes? That turned to 2 hours.
Yeah. Okay, two of mine, so that's 13.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there were different numbers. So I don't know how ready I am about that. But
that's the life.
But for the
you
show, actually,
ready.
Wait, there is a number for the show. So the 0777-463-650. So holla, and it's gonna be, I feel it's gonna be a good show. I'm very nervous, to be very honest. I'm extremely nervous. I've never quite felt as afraid of anything.
I think it's because you're bringing something new,
very new. You know, a lot of people have never heard me rap, and that's gonna be strange for people. I think it's gonna be like, I don't know whether it's gonna be taken well, although I've been like inboxing all my people. Like, I've sent like to B-San, I've sent to Crude, like I've sent to all my, like, guys, tell me now. Then these are the people who are like the rudest, like the most honest.
The
Gardner
son will never tell you
he'll
something.
He'll never tell you you're dope when you're whack.
Think it's dope.
You know, so he said, nah, you know,
you
need, I mean,
people
he,
like that.
He gave me some pointers. Mm-hmm. This was a while ago. King Crude, same thing as well. King Crude, I sent him my intro for the show, like the very first piece I'm doing. It's gonna be, I've decided to do my most emotional piece first.
Okay.
Some people leave it for last, but I feel like we need to address the elephant in the room, which is what happened last week.
Mm-hmm. Like that kind of thing.
And so, yeah, like the very first piece I'm gonna perform is called Run. And it's based off what happened last week. And it's very emotional. So I sent that one. There's only one person who's heard that, and that's Crude. So he's like, cool, let's do it. So I'm ready.
Okay.
I think I'm
She's ready.
The team said it's cool.
And
so, you know.
Expectations at an all-time high.
Don't do it, guys. Don't do it. Don't have a high expectation.
They're so high.
So I want me to set the bar low.
Yeah, just come crawling. And you know,
just down here.
Hopefully you'll be standing at the end.
Keep it here. Keep it here.
Anyway, Brian, where can the people find you?
I always mess up my Twitter handle for some reason. Is it Brian Willis ZW? It's Brian Willis. Yeah, okay. Brian Willis ZW on Instagram and Twitter. And it's Cashbit Brian Willis on Facebook. Please keep the music coming in.
Not Cashbit 86.
Ironic.
87.
Ironic.
Okay, do your thing.
Ronic.
Finish your thing.
Ironic.
Ironic is a hot song.
One's
hot ass song.
Ironic.
Figures tight.
Get away. Please keep the music coming. Keep it real. FRI@gmail.com. You know about the ID3 tags. I'm done telling you that.
All right, and now I'm Celatine, SELETINE, # social architect on all social media platforms. And tonight, no Avon, but we're going to be turning up at Orders. We need to talk. So till next time, we out.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
It's the queen, the oracle, metaphorical samurai. Yo, it's Aura Nicole, a.k.a. Mai Tandi, a.k.a. Miss Aura. And you're listening to Keep It Real Fridays with Brian Willis and Celatine. Remember to keep it locked, baby.
Yeah, decided to drop this. After I saw you in the streets and you tried to greet me with a handshake. I saw you again at Miss UZ and you tried to greet me with a handshake like we cool. yet you busy dissing me on Twitter. You faker than I thought. Hey, yo, DJ K's made it. Let's get it.
K's made it.
Sucheta board team. Chingirirai. Ndekakufunza in the DM and you say that we cool. Next thing wakundi tisa, but what's up in my group? I understand, cause I know you dropped out of school. That's the reason why you really acting like a fool. Waka jamba na towers wanga chinget kwa na koko. I used to respect you, ndakazu ona uri mboko. Flexing on the video, silver bottles and mpura uchi. Sinta nebo blazambo for makakura. Hatambo ito was a hit. No line dot in the T-gons. Hamuko vidu jambo wakungi dachka in a fish pond. MC Cat was never gonna be in Timbo. You were lying to the people. You claim you tap gig, you must have tapped it in your dreams. Rambo shingirira pangwe sheta board team. I was pissed off at Tambo Zozo video shoot. When Towers took my chains so that he could give you. Damn, yeah. You still remember the conversation that we had when you told me chakuzosa when you're no longer relevant. Then I gave you dollar ekombi mshika shika pa charge your office. But I'm back on this track shinkinda with some coffin. I write to 60 rappers, me entertainment jedu e. No diss, but I respect 360. Ndakatombo mufunza why would she tamba na shingi. Nda huye ndri mchiki shwava kunge miripiri. Shingi you so fake you made in China on get my androids. You unproductive, get my cousin in my fabric. I don't talk and really turn to fools. Let's try 2014 when you flopped a big brother. Went straight to the club, Bukaram Zopinda Mubawa, Jeff 105. DJ Towers had to pay. Eugene, baby, put his Zimri Park, that's where you stay. What I'm saying is so true, I can rap. Ndakabata Bible when it comes to punching lines with Emmanuel and Mike Tyson. My verse on 6 June is better than all of your albums. I'm fun up on my core, if I mind the figs on my pampas. I'm gonna call you out for a rap battle.
Shout out to DJ Towers.
Cause I the humble. Towers is doing bigger things. Cause I just tambi newe. I grew my capital like a good and got you queer and dig. You saw potential in me. You wanted me in Timbo. You knew I was a threat, so you wouldn't open the door. True. 2 years later, you wanted me to jump on board. I have the screenshots. I turned down your deal. Cause Ranga seen a diri. Being an artist with Timbo's unseen a basa kwandiri. Grind time, my movement is way better than yours. We designed fresh clothes. Forever we shine. Yeah, and then you lied about that Aries feature. 2015, we all know Waka Bleacher. You lied about shooting a video in Egypt. Exposing the fake dog is really, really easy. Hansi Timbo Music Group. It's nakana one artist. Hauna kana motor, but you deflect name a car keys. You claim to be an architect, hauna kana plan it. Timbo boss, hauna mshandi kana wani. Dress like a drug is under kick you out of rehab. You unemployed, you should mind your own business. Male rappers beefing with ladies these days, but still wanna be nominated for the best male of the year. No fake, it's a musket, let them know where they stand. Tryna look for fame by dissing a bigger brand. Dog, they really drama queens. They will beg for a response before they drop another diss. Radio digits don't play, but the streets say I'm hot like holy water, holy shit. Hell no, I never quit. Holy grail, holy ghost, I spit these demons in the booth. I'm holy 10 times, I speak nothing but the truth. Ready for war, like Chiwenga and his soldiers. These rappers want beef, but they come in Nemasodas. Wait for the awards.
Yeah, you gotta wait for the awards.
Come on.
Jeez. Who's hosting?
Esfima Award goes to. Oh my god. For the very first time ever in Zimbabwean hip hop history, it's a tie. The best female award goes to. Shingi Timbo and holy shit!
And now. Capital 263.